Hello, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Jim. How about you?
How are you holding up? How are things going down there at City Hall?
Well, actually, we're doing very well considering what some of my colleagues are going through. It's pretty obvious that a lot of the larger cities are experiencing an unbelievable amount of stress and tension now because of the cases in their respective communities. But Fort Wayne, Allen County is kind of an anomaly. We are doing exceptionally well for a county our size and for a city our size. Now, that's not to say that we need to have any kind of sense of a false security. In fact, as you well know, this week and next week are going to be extremely critical, extremely important to all communities. That's when they feel that the national organizations and the worldwide organizations, everyone seems to be in an agreement that these next 2 weeks are going to be probably the hardest for all of us. That's when they think we're going to be reaching the apex and they'll either plateau or then begin to go down. But we're not there yet. They seem to feel, CDC and others seem to feel, that this week and next week are going to be probably the worst times of this whole coronavirus situation. So what I'm asking citizens to do, and if you'll allow me just a minute.
Sure.
What I'm asking everyone to do is do not deviate. Don't deviate from what you've been asked to do. Continue to practice the safe distancing. Continue to wash your hands. And if you want to wear masks in public, that's okay. I know there's some a disagreement as to whether or not healthy people should wear them. Go ahead and err on the side of safety. Wear them if you want to. Do not feel that that they're useless. They may very well be helpful in your particular situation. Again, this practicing safe distancing, I can't say that enough. That seems to be the real key to this, is to keep that curve down. We're not going to eliminate it anytime soon, but the lower we can keep that curve, the more time we have to develop the virus's vaccine and so on. So I keep saying over and over again, but that's, it's true.
Well, I noticed Friday night it all came to a head when you got a hold of Twitter, and here's something you wrote Friday night on your Twitter account, the official Mayor Tom Henry Twitter account. We all must play a part to flatten the curve. My office is receiving reports of residents ignoring restrictions such as non-essential shopping, playing basketball in groups, or visiting friends. Right. You're putting your family and friends at risk. Please take this seriously. What happened? Are people, there are certain places where people don't think it applies to them.
That seems to be the case, or they're willing to roll the dice and gamble that they're not going to get it. This is particularly true with young people, and I know there's been a lot of reports of young people, especially during spring break, you know, gathering in different places, whether it was on the beaches down in Florida or in Georgia, or even here locally. There seemed to be a lot of celebration taking place because of spring break and so on. It's not the time to do that. All you're doing is putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation. And I'm getting all kinds of complaints, and we're following up. As you said, to go to a parks and we see large groups playing basketball. Don't do that. Now is not the time to put yourself in that position where someone next to you may be a carrier. They may not have the virus themselves, but they could be a carrier.
A silent
and that
carrier.
Seems to be, that's exactly right. So they may not be showing the symptoms, but they could very well have it and pass it on to someone else. And again, I can't emphasize enough, these next 2 weeks, in every study you look at, whether it's at the county, state, federal level, every one of them says this next 2 weeks are going to be absolutely critical. So if you haven't practiced what we're asking you to do, do it for 2 weeks. I mean, even I'm here at home right now, working from my home most of the time. Every once in a while, I have to sneak out and do something that I have to do in the government arena.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of times, I'm working out of my home, and that's hard. to be cooped up. Now, fortunately, I have a lovely wife who makes it a lot easier.
There you go. Mayor, before we let you go, I want to ask you, have you seen any shift in crime? Are we seeing different crimes? Yes. Are we seeing less crime?
We are seeing less crime, and I think it's because, again, many people are staying home. Well, if you're at home, nobody's going to burglarize your house. It's the empty homes that majority of the time get burglarized. Well, if they're not empty, a thief is not going to attempt to steal from your home. If you're not driving anywhere, then you haven't left your keys in your car so somebody can steal your car. And I can go on and on about many crimes that would normally take place if we are in a different normal time. But because things have shifted significantly, in many areas, crime is down.
We saw an article or a story, I think one of the TV stations had, Mr. Mayor, about, and I hate to bring this up now, but eventually at some point you're going to have to start thinking about the summer festivals and everything going on. When is the day? Because it's early, but, you know, the committees have to order food. They have to get everything in line.
Right.
When is the cutoff day for you to make that decision?
Well, we've been in communication with a number of the festivals, and there's no question this puts us in a very, very tough position. As you know, the governor has extended things to roughly April the 20th. The president wants us to go to, I believe, the first week of May.
Right.
And I don't think there's any question that, as I mentioned, in the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to find out where we are with this particular epidemic. If, in fact, we have peaked and it appears that we're going down, then by June or July, we may be able to loosen up some of the activities. Now, to what extent, I can't answer that yet. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be in a position to allow the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to gather and do anything fun too early. What we don't want to happen is this, it's for us to go through this and the curve's going down and we loosen up too much and then it goes right back up again.
Right.
So we've got to have a safety zone there where we truly feel that it has gone through our entire community and we're safe enough to enjoy a lot of the summer activities. But we are monitoring it almost on a daily basis. In fact, on a daily basis to determine, usually the first festival is German Fest.
Yeah.
And that's normally in June. And that's the one we're watching right now. Do we have to, we probably won't cancel, but can we postpone it? But on the other hand, if we keep postponing all of these, then all of a sudden we get into a real crunch in August and September when all of them want to have
it.
So,
right. Yeah.
It's going to be, it's a timing problem as well. So there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. And that's one of the reasons I have to sneak off once in a while to sit down and try to work out some schedules, but we'll get there. Incidentally, I got to compliment you, and I mean this sincerely, you and your friends in the media, whether it's electronic media or the written media or social media, if it hadn't been for all of you continuously putting this information out, I'm not sure where our city and our county would be. Right now, we are exhibiting just a significant amount of calm in our community, and our cases are down, our deaths are down. It's just an unbelievable situation that's occurring. We're really an anomaly with the rest of the state.
You know,
and
Mr.
Mayor,
I saw the map. I don't know if everybody's seen the map of how many cases we have in Allen County and then down in Marion County. Did you see the difference?
Yeah.
It's like three times as many.
Even Lake County.
Even right. Lake County, right. Is that what you're talking about? What? People are listening to the warnings.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, and those warnings would not be out there to the extent that they are had it not been for you and all of your colleagues. So I really want to congratulate you and thank you publicly for the work that you're doing. And again, and you both know me well enough to know that I'm very sincere when I say that. You have made my job and the job of others so much easier because you've really been a partner in this. So thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate you being on, and we'd like to have you on through this month, at least once a week or once every week and a half, to kind of, because I think people want to hear from you what's happening locally. We always get the national or the state view, but we don't get to hear the Fort Wayne view of what you're seeing, because we know you're talking to the governor and the healthcare, officials from our hospitals, and everything seems to be okay right now as long as people continue. Right? Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Don't deviate from what you're doing unless you're the ones who are skirting it, and then if you have been, now is the time to get serious. I mean, to get real serious. This is not a game. This is the standard flu. This is some very, very serious business, and people are dying, and we don't want that any more than we have to. So let's really buckle down. Let's make sure that Fort Wayne remains the type of city that we are. We're Fort Wayne, and we should be very proud of that for everything that we've done. But we can only do it together. We're all in this together. Let's make Fort Wayne really shine through all of this. That we know what we need to do, and we're doing it.
All right, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I know you're busy, and you have a lot on your plate there, and we appreciate you talking to us for a few minutes. I think the listeners appreciate that, too. And we're going to post this later on our Rewind page. People can hear the entire interview if you just tuned in from the mayor. And, hey, if your wife wants to bake some extra stuff, you know, we're just down the street here.
He would love to for you, too.
All right, tell her we said hi, too, okay?
I will do that.
Okay,
alrighty,
Mr. Mayor. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.